there's muskegon walleye.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Adams from the Icebox Radio Theater, coming on to let you know about a very special dedication. We lost a close friend in the past year, Myron Hauerlich, who was a singer, a songwriter, a collaborator. He played piano with us on many a live show, and as a matter of fact, wrote our theme song that you're listening to right now, is sadly no longer with us. And we'd like to dedicate this season of Mystery on the Air 2018 and 19 to him. Myron, I know the Heavenly Band sounds quite a bit better now with you in it, but we still miss you very, very much. Thank you for all you've done, and this season is for you.
But the Icebox Radio Theater is on the air. From International Falls, Minnesota, it's my favorite.
Saw the house of Usher.
Wish.
Foolish and wicked.
Wish, damn you!
I wish my son alive again!
In his house relay, dead Cthulhu waits, dreaming.
Good evening. I am Dr. Graves. Welcome to
Mystery on the Air.
Good evening, and welcome. Pull your chair up close to the fire, won't you? I'm sorry about the darkness, but I find it so much more agreeable for our little conversations. The quiet of a dark house, the chill of the cemetery outside, the tightness of the straps holding you down to your chair. It's all so cozy. Well, the only thing that could make it more cozy would be... Ah, yes. Have you ever laid in your bed at night and heard a train whistle in the distance? Oh, there's nothing quite like it. That sound, more than any other, seems to offer the promise of travel and adventure. Yet there are few sounds more steeped and complete and total loneliness. There was once a railroad man who worked a very lonely post. But he was anything but lonely. Visitors kept coming to the man's tiny signal shack at the mouth of a tunnel. But unfortunately for him, they never came alone. Tonight, on Mystery on the Air, we are proud to present a tale penned by none other than Charles Dickens. Here is The Signal Man.
Thank you. I?
May I come down? I wish to speak to you. I said, may I come down?
I? The path there. Come careful. It's slippery in the dam. I'll hold up my lamp. That's the best I can do for light.
That's fine. There's daylight yet. Thank you. Thank you for speaking with me.
Is there something the matter?
Oh, no. I just wanted to meet you. Some men in the village...
Nothing's the matter, then?
No. I'm a writer, you see. A reporter.
You're an American.
Oh, that's right. The Associated Press, London office.
Oh?
I'm on a bit of a lark. Like a vacation. Looking for feature stories. Human interest. I've traveled all over Sussex and Kent, and now here. Just now, up in the village, some gents at the pub said I should come talk to you. They said you were the loneliest man in Britain. I'm sorry, it's your job, isn't it?
What?
This signal shack, it's your job. You work for the railroad.
I
can see what they meant, the men in the pub. This is about the loneliest place I've ever seen. Top of the hill there must be 300 feet. Sheer cliff. You almost can't see.
The path?
Yes, the path. You can't see it very easily.
It was cut that way when the tunnel was built. It's not a natural rift.
Pardon?
Rift. Canyon. Gully.
Oh, right, of course. No one ever comes down here, do they?
Oh, why would they?
Right. Why would they? Is it always this damp?
Oh, a little drier in the summer, but otherwise, yes.
Oh, excuse me. I shouldn't pepper you with questions without formally asking first. I'd like to do an interview if I could. Come talk to you about your job. I have a room in the village, so I could come back tomorrow.
My job?
Yes.
You want to talk about my job?
That's right. You're the signalman, aren't you? The loneliest posting in British Rail.
You don't want to talk about anything else?
Well, I'd like to know more about you. How do you pass the time down here? And what does your job entail? How you come to such a lonely spot? That sort of thing? Make a great magazine article.
For America?
Oh, you'd be surprised how much people in Kansas and Iowa want to know about England. It's all very exotic to them.
Oh.
I could come back tomorrow evening. That would give you a chance to think about it. We can talk then.
Yes. Tomorrow. Tomorrow would be better.
I can come then?
I begin at 10. You can come around 11.
I'll be here.
Sir?
Yes?
When you come tomorrow, I'll watch for you at the top there, above the tunnel. I'll hold up my white light to guide you down. But there's one thing I must ask.
Yes?
Don't call out. Not as you did today. Don't call out to me. I'll have my light. Just come down the path.
May I ask why? No matter. I'll trust to your lamp, and I won't even wave.
Thank you, sir.
Until tomorrow.
The telegraph sends messages up and down the line. I'm alerted when a train is coming through the tunnel, at which point I take my flag outside and signal the all clear as she passes. Then I come back in here, mark the time, and send it down the line. That's how the stations know when a train is late or early, and that the line is safe and clear.
Oh, is it dull, this job?
Oh, I... sometimes. But I have books here. Novels. A few magazines. I've even taken up lessons to better myself. Arithmetic. I never was much good with figures when I was in school. But there's time now. I even tried algebra. There was a time when...
What? What is it? Do you hear something?
Nothing. Oh, it's nothing. What was your question?
Oh, you were telling me how you pass the time. What a lonely job this can be.
Oh, I. Oh, it can be lonely. But it's good all the same. And vital, even, if it goes unnoticed.
And not too dull?
No, no.
Oh, good Lord, sir, you make me think I might actually have meant a contented man.
A what?
A contented man. A man happy with his lot. There's few of them in Britain and almost none in my country.
I suppose I was contented at one point.
Forgive me, you keep looking at that bell. What does that do again?
Do you not hear it?
Oh, it's rung once or twice since I've been here. What does it do again?
But now, just now, did you not hear it?
No. Is something wrong?
No. The bell. It's a message system. More immediate than the telegraph. Two chimes, all's well from up the line. When the train passes through the tunnel, I send two chimes down the line to the next station.
Oh, I see. I think the men in the village pub were right. You are the loneliest man in Britain. Something vexes you, doesn't it?
What's that?
There's something wrong. What is it?
Oh, there's nothing wrong.
I apologize. It's just I spend all my time talking to people, observing them. You get an instinct, you know.
It's a trifle.
Please, forgive me. I'm a nosy person. Occupational hazard. Could you tell me?
It's nothing.
I'd like to know everything. You can tell me. Tell you what, if you'd like, I promise to leave it out of the article.
The article?
I won't include it.
What's the sense in telling you, then?
Well, there's the knowing. Like I said, I'm a nosy person.
Nosy?
Inquisitive.
Last night, when you called down to me from the top of the hill...
Yes?
I took you for someone else.
Ooh.
I don't know exactly. Just someone I saw once. It was out there. Do you see the red light by the tunnel?
Yes.
There it was. One moonlit night, about a year ago, I was sitting here when I heard a voice cry, "Hello, below there." Just as you did yesterday. I started up, looked from that door, and saw this someone else standing by the red light near the tunnel, with one arm covering his eyes like this, and the other gesturing frantically back and forth, and it called out. The voice seemed hoarse with shouting, and it cried, "Look out! Look out!" And then again, "Hello! Below there! Look out!"
What did you do?
I caught up my lamp, turned it on red, and ran towards the figure, calling, "What's wrong? What's happened? Where?" It stood just outside the blackness of the tunnel. I advanced so close upon it that I wondered at its keeping the sleeve across its eyes. I ran right up at it, and had my hand stretched out to pull the sleeve away, when suddenly, it was gone.
What do you mean?
Weren't there no more. I was close enough to touch him, sir. And then he just wasn't there.
I don't understand. Did he run into the tunnel?
No, sir. I looked there first. Ran in for 50 yards, but there was no sign of anyone. I came back here and telegraphed both ways. An alarm's been given. Is anything wrong? But the responses came. All's well.
Oh, I must have startled you yesterday.
What?
Yesterday, when I called from the top of the hill, I startled you.
Oh, weren't your fault.
But back to this, someone else. Surely you see what happened. It was a trick of the light, perhaps helped along by imagination. You were startled by someone.
Oh, you don't believe me. Oh,
don't get me wrong. It's a ripping good ghost story. I'm glad you told me.
Ghost story?
Yes, isn't it?
Well, that's not the end of the story, sir.
Oh, you saw the figure again.
I'll come to that. But you have to know what happened next. Within 6 hours after I saw... what I saw, a memorable accident occurred on this line. The dead and wounded were brought along through the tunnel. They laid some of them on the ground outside my shack. Oh, the screams were terrible. And the dead, those stretchers covered by white sheets, they were laid out in neat rows right under the red light near the entrance of the tunnel. Right on the spot where the figure had stood.
Oh, I see. That must have been quite a shock.
Oh, it was. And not the last one, either.
There's more?
Yes.
Are you all right?
Oh, forgive me, sir. But this is not easy to talk about. Besides, my duties...
I understand. I'll go.
Thank you, sir.
But may I come back tomorrow night? You did say there was more to the story.
Aye, sir, there is. Come... Come at 11. I'll have my white light shining for you, and remember...
Don't call out.
Mystery on the Air will return.
It can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created, and for over 3 decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive. We now return to the Icebox Radio Theater and Mystery on the Air.
Well, here we are again.
I have the fire going. And tea. Come. There's milk. I don't care for sugar.
Oh, that's fine. All is well?
Yes.
Oh, good. So, where were we? I believe there was more? Your story?
Aye. You're being very patient.
Why wouldn't I be? I'm intruding. It's the nature of my job.
You plan to write this, what I've told you?
Oh, there will be a story, of course.
But the whole of it? Everything I've told you?
Oh, I don't know yet. My editor would love it, of course. People eat up stories like yours, but they're always presented as fiction.
You don't believe me.
I'm reserving judgment. Besides, it's not really what I think. It's what my editor thinks.
You should hear the rest. Then decide.
Fair enough.
Of course. You recall what I said before. The figure standing by the warning light.
Yes.
There was a second time I saw it. It was 6 or 7 months after the first time. I'd just gotten over the shock. I'd received the signal the train had entered the opposite end of the tunnel. So I took up my flag and went out. And I looked. And I saw it.
The same figure?
The same.
Did it wave at you? Did it say anything?
Not this time. It was just standing by the light, its hands covering its face as it swayed back and forth. It reminded me of the statues I'd seen in cemeteries. Angels on top of monuments, grieving.
What happened then?
Well, the train came. It came alongside me, and I noticed, at a carriage window, what looked like a confusion of hands and heads, and something waved. I saw it, just in time to signal the driver, stop. He shut off and put his brake on, but the train drifted past here 150 yards or more. I ran after it, and as I went along, I heard terrible screams. Terrible.
What had happened?
There was a girl, a passenger, in one of the compartments. A beautiful young lady. She'd died quite suddenly. Her mother was distraught. I could still hear her crying. They carried the girl out of the train and brought her in here. They laid her on the floor, right there, on the wood between our feet.
Oh, good Lord. This was just 6 months after the accident in the tunnel? Well, you have endured incredible shock. It's a wonder you're on the job at all. No wonder why you talk to me, though.
I don't take your meaning.
Well, enduring the things as you have, I don't wonder why you'd want to tell your story. It helps to talk about things.
That's not why I told you these things.
No?
No. I called you in here because it's happening again. About a week ago, I saw it. The figure by the light. I've been seeing it in fits and starts for days.
What does it do this time?
Waves. Waves, with its eyes covered as before. And it calls out. Hello down there. Look out. Clear the way.
Clear the way? What does it mean?
I don't know. There's never anything on the tracks when it calls that. But it's frantic, as if there's an emergency. And it rings the bell, too.
The telegraph bell?
Yes. Well, not in the normal way.
Well, wait. Yesterday at one point you fell silent and stared at the bell. Was it ringing then?
Yes.
Well, now I see. I can assure you my eyes and ears were on that bell as you stared at it. It did not ring. It did not ring at any time except those instances when it communicated something to you about your daily business.
It's not the same ring. I've never made a mistake as to that yet, sir. I've never confused a regular ring with the other kind. The other is a strange vibration in the bell that it derives from nothing else, and I've not asserted that the bell stirs to the eye. I don't wonder that you failed to hear it, but I heard it.
Yesterday, when it rang, did you see it? The someone else?
Both times.
Just as you described it?
Aye. It stood by the light, its hands covering its face.
Do you see it now?
Outside? Under the light?
Yeah, yes. Is it there?
No, it's not. Do you see now I agreed to talk to you?
Tell me.
To have it out. If only in my own mind. I must understand it. I must understand what the specter means.
What it means?
What it's warning against. What is the danger? Where is the danger? Twice it appeared, and twice a dreadful calamity happened. Now it has appeared again. What is the calamity to be this time? I feel I must do something. But what? If I telegraph danger on either side of me, or on both, I can give no reason for it. I should get into trouble and do no good. They would think I was mad. This is the way it would work. Message. Danger. Take care. Answer. What danger? Where? Message. Don't know. But for God's sake, take care. They would displace me. What else could they do?
Wait, please.
Well, I will not, sir. I cannot. There must be something to do, if only to warn of the danger. I cannot do otherwise. I've been entrusted. Entrusted.
Wait. This is all my fault. All my fault.
They will have to discharge me.
Sir, look at me. Look at me, please. Please. That's it. Breathe slowly. Now listen. No one can be discharged for doing his duty. As I've been here talking to you, and as I've come to understand what your duties entail, I believe you have accomplished all that's been asked of you with efficiency and aplomb. Right? Correct?
I would hope so.
Right. Anyone who discharges his duty, who does what he is asked, must do well in life, you see. There's no cause to discharge you at all. Now, I do not know about this someone else that keeps showing itself to you, but it's not the concern of anyone but yourself. You said it offers no advice, no instructions as to how to prevent these tragedies. It is no one's responsibility that these things are happening, least of all yours.
But the events, the accidents, it must be telling me for a reason.
The accident in the tunnel, could you have prevented it?
Well, it was a derailment. It's unclear anyone could have prevented it.
And the girl in the carriage. How did she die?
A heart ailment, I heard.
So you couldn't have prevented that either, could you?
I suppose not. Then why does the specter show itself?
Oh, I don't know. There may not even be a reason. But you mustn't blame yourself. You must keep a clear mind to do your job, right?
Aye, there's sense in that. Oh, that's the signal. There's a train coming. I must...
I understand. Would you like me to stay through the end of your shift? We could talk more. It might make you feel better.
No, I couldn't ask that of you. Could I ask one thing, though?
Well, anything.
Talking it out in this way, it has done me good. Would it be an imposition to ask you to check in tomorrow? I'm on afternoons tomorrow.
Oh, I'd be happy to. Will you still be on after supper? Say 7.
That'll do fine, sir. Just fine.
Good, Brett?
I'll take a bit off, Chief. This here tunnel is where the accident took place a year ago.
Oh, fine, you old woman, just for you.
Caution's the pilot to safe harbor, you know.
What do you want?
About below. Clear the way.
Good Lord, he's on the tracks.
Gentlemen, get it. You ready to open it up?
Aye. Station's 5 minutes out.
Cool, but I reckon.
Just glad to be through this pitch black. Don't like to think of it after what happened.
As bad as my old grand. Well, right on time at the moment, but good God.
What is it?
What do you want?
Hello, below there.
What do you want?
No, no! Look out! Hello below there! Clear the way!
Check speed! Full bright!
What is it?
A man on the tracks! The old Sinkerman! He's standing there at the end of the tunnel! Go on, get in on! Here he's coming! Clear the way! You, below there! Look out! Clear the way!
Clear the way! Please, please, clear the way!
What do you want from me?
Clear the way.
Why do you keep coming to me? What is it? What is it you want?
Clear the way, clear the way.
I don't understand.
You will.
Clear the way! Clear the way!
Now.
Get out of the way. I didn't... Wait a second. Sir, could you please stand back? There's been a terrible accident.
What happened?
I don't...
What happened?
Fred is...
Christ.
Oh, God.
God.
Oh. Please, sir, could you stand back? There's been a...
What do we do?
Fred, get to the conductor. Make sure the passengers stay on the train.
We'll do.
Did you know him, sir?
Yes.
What happened?
I just interviewed him.
As it turned out, the American writer's story never did appear in any publication. After the events of that day, the signalman was feeling a bit too run down to sign any releases. Oh, I agree. That last joke was definitely not up to our usual standards. And even they never rise higher than 6 feet under. The signalman was based on the story by Charles Dickens. Audio adaptation by Jeffrey Adams. Our cast this evening featured Tom Bement as the writer. Douglas Screef played the signalman. Jeffrey Adams was the engineer. And Justin Kapler portrayed the engineer's assistant. Editing, sound effects, and post-production by Jeffrey Adams. We trust you enjoyed our jaunt down the tracks and hope you'll return to us again for another Mystery on the Air.
This program, copyright 2018 by the Icebox